Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here to wrap things up on this Monday evening, talking with Roland Story, head volleyball coach. Molly Geis joins us on the line. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
So as we take a look at your squad, at least what's coming in from last year, obviously you've got quite a bit of key returners coming back. You bring back assist leader in Allie Charleston. She's going to be a senior. Cameron Landy, who was your kills leader, was only a sophomore. Grace Dowling is back, as well as a number of key back row and some front row players as well. And when you look at this nucleus that's returning this year, you know, at least in the early portion through camp and now once practices are getting started, what are some areas from your team, maybe one or two areas that you've seen a lot of improvement in from a season ago?
Well, like you said, we have a lot of experience. We have several girls that have been, this is their third year starting, and I think you may not have said, like, Maddie Rizdahl. She actually was our kills leader with 220 last year, and then Cameron Landy was right behind her with 205, and Grace Dowling, and then Allie Charleston, you know, she was our setter last year. She's played defensive specialist the year before. They've experienced other teams and how those felt. We've had a lot of success over those years. And now, like, this is a group of seniors that love the sport of volleyball and they just can't get enough of it. So they're ready and excited and taking in the newcomers and have high expectations. So.
And you do replace four seniors that got a lot of run a season ago. Reagan Faber, Laurel Osborne, as well as Kenzie Fick, who got a lot of run towards the end of the season, and Alan Solberg. And how are kind of the position races matching up here or shaping up, I should say, to replace what they brought to the team a season ago?
Yeah, we've had great competition in the gym, especially this last year. You know, kids that we're maybe playing JV, but just really our JV level has gotten so much better too. And so we have a couple sophomores, Caitlin Slatovo, Allie James, that are really pushing to be in a starting role. And a couple freshmen, Brooklyn Jondal and Miley Geis, just really stepping up, and they've got some good experience behind them and fitting in really well. So that part's really exciting to have them pushing the upperclassmen and being also, you know, an addition to their experience.
And, you know, talking about some of those that really led the way a season ago that are back, like you mentioned, Madeline Ristall, Cameron Landy, Allie Charleston, what are some things that from those players especially that you have seen maybe when it comes to a leadership role that they have really taken a step forward compared to where they were a season ago?
Oh yeah, they have really stepped up being good leaders. You know, they're the first to come to us and say, hey, can we hold people accountable for this? Like, how do we go about this? Like, we want to be the best leaders that we can be. And they started that this spring. They contacted me and said, hey, you know, can you open up the gym? Like, they wanted to start open gyms on their own and start that sooner. They're constantly saying, hey, can you send something out that if kids want to go play sand volleyball, this is where we're going to meet. They started the leadership right after the season ended because they didn't like the way that it ended last year, and they knew that something had to change, and they just really stepped up as good leaders.
And finally, taking a look at your guys' schedule, at least through the first week, you guys really open it up. I'd say hit the ground running. You open up with your guys' quad that you guys host South Hamilton, Webster City, and Central Springs with on Monday the 22nd. And then you guys are off until you guys take on or are competing in the West Marshall tournament coming up on Saturday, August 26th, with some really good competition at that tournament as well. And as a coaching staff, you know, what are some areas that you've communicated to your girls, and maybe you haven't quite yet, but you'll want to communicate to your girls? What are some areas you really want to see them really perform at a high level at come that first week of matches coming up at the end of the month?
You know, one of our strengths is that we have a balance of, you know, we can be really good passers. We have good setting. We can be really effective hitters. But we just need to be consistent. And so, you know, that would be a key to our winning is if we can, you know, each player can be consistent. And so we're really pressing to be more focused in what we do and not accepting like mediocrity. So when it comes to passing, we want to be, you know, more precise and just with every skill, we're really working on, you know, becoming better every single day, obviously. But, you know, we've played a lot of camps and done, you know, we have scrimmages coming up. So we should be ready to play in 2 weeks, and fun to see, you know, even where we've progressed from. We went and played last Thursday and Friday. So just anxious to see the progressions that we make with the extra practice that we have.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again down the road coming up this fall.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep, that was Molly Geist, the head volleyball coach of the Roland Story Norseman here on Coach Speak. That does it for our program here on this Monday. We'll get you to the top of the hour up next.